From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. The question, what are the ethics of unnamed sources? If you have paid attention to the news lately, you've heard plenty about leaked information and unnamed sources. Both have always been a part of journalism, but under the Trump administration, leaks and whistleblowers have taken on a new prominence. There are several reasons for this, from internal power struggles reportedly going on in the White House to political insiders and government employees who feel the need to blow the whistle on things they feel deserve scrutiny. But is it ethical to publish information from unnamed sources? Well, here's what journalism ethicists teach. It's always better to report using named sources. The public benefits from maximum transparency. Knowing the source of information on quotes or just data helps us put things into context. That's especially important if the information is negative. We don't want to support a world in which people can hide in the darkness but attack others and make the attack public. So the first role of journalism is to strive for on-the-record information. And still, we know that isn't always possible. Whistleblowers may fear repercussions and have real reasons to fear those reprisals. Even experts asked for their opinions on any particular topic may want to help enlighten the public, but not necessarily become personally embroiled in a controversy. The journalists then face a balancing act between the importance of the information and the importance of sourcing when it reports that information. In my February column for the Columbia Journalism Review, I noted that many news organizations, from the USA Today Network to ProPublica, the New York Times, and Washington Post, they have set up secure sites for whistleblowers to send them documents and tips. This is an important function of a free press. But I also listed questions journalists should ask themselves when dealing with leaks and anonymous sources. I'm going to go through that list with you. Starting with this, what is our journalistic purpose for seeking or publishing leaks? We're not in the gossip business. We are looking for information that is important to the life of a democracy. How important is the information to the public? How hard have we tried to get this information from on-the-record sources before using unnamed sources? What do we know about the source of that information? And should that source's motives influence our decision to publish? How rigorous is our verification process? What have we done to make certain we've buttoned this up and it's truly accurate? What harm might we cause by publishing this information? And if there is potential harm, how might we mitigate it? What options do we have? What legal implications might there be to the source who provided us the information, or to us for publishing it? What protections can we legally and ethically provide to the source? And what about to our staff? And if we're conflicted about publishing, have we reached out to ethics experts? How transparent will we be about our decision-making? And I add this, in newsrooms with a strong ethical culture, people don't wait for managers to ask these questions. They're part of the journalistic DNA. Now, you may or may not be a journalist, but you are a news consumer, and you've heard what I've had to say and what I teach in newsrooms. I shared all of this, not just for the people who produce news, but for consumers as well. I want everyone to know how much care and concern and hard work goes into these decisions. Journalism isn't and should never be just a game of gotcha. It is investigation in the public interest, and that is a cornerstone of our democracy. That's Q&A for today from Loyola University in Chicago. I'm Jill Geisler.